produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, Faith Walkers, and welcome to the very first Faith Walker broadcast of the new year for 2023. For those of you who are first-timers here at Faith Walkers, we're committed to equipping and empowering you to live a more faith-based and balanced life. Together, we'll explore tools which may strengthen your physical, mental, and spiritual wellness. My name is Iona, and I am your host. Together, we'll faith walk through the intentional daily practice of flexing our faith muscles, fueled by biblically-based, purpose-driven movement. Our goal is to live a more purpose-driven and satisfied life through exercising our faith muscles despite the trajectory of our circumstances. Chuck Swindoll once said, life is 10% about what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Think about that. You see, it's not the circumstances that we incur which determine our fate, but it's how we respond. And my hope is that by the end of this broadcast, you will feel more equipped and empowered in the creation of a more satisfying life and continue to live well. You see, God gave each of us the gift of life, but it's up to us to give ourselves the gift of living well. And that's a quote from Voltaire. But before we begin, I must first shout out to Josie Hopkins of Josie's Inspirations Radio Network USA and Ms. Kayla Padgett, founder of Finding My Way Radio Network USA, for this opportunity to be of service. How does one live well when it appears that everything that could go wrong is going wrong? Well, I say it all begins with your mindset. We're in a new year. Why not begin with a new attitude by simply shifting your mindset? If you tend to see the glass half empty versus half full, then you're in the right place today. Together, shifting our mindset from immediately focusing in on the negatives versus intentionally recognizing the positives. I'm going out on a limb here by stating that there is something positive in just about any perceived negative experience that we encounter. So what is positive thinking, Iona, and how do I develop it? Well, I'm so glad you asked. WebMD defines positive thinking, also known as optimism, as the practice of focusing on the good in any given situation. It can have a big impact on your physical, mental, and I'd like to add, spiritual health. Now, this doesn't mean you ignore reality or make light of your problems. It simply means you approach the good and the bad in life with the expectation that things will go well. And then you will reap some positive benefits. And some of these benefits have been revealed in studies, which are you may have a longer lifespan. You lower your chances of having a heart attack. Overall, better health, physical health is achieved through positive mindset thinking. You have greater resistance to illness, such as the common cold. You lower your blood pressure. You improve your stress management skills. And you're better able to tolerate pain. And some of the mental benefits are that you will have enhanced creativity, greater problem-solving skills, clearer thinking, have a better overall mood, better coping skills, and less depression. When people in one study were exposed to the flu and common cold, those with a positive outlook were less likely to get sick, and they even reported fewer symptoms. Now, during another study, women who were more optimistic were less likely to die from cancer, heart disease, stroke, respiratory disease, and infection. And in a study of people over the age of 50, those who had more positive thoughts about aging actually lived longer, had less stress-related inflammation, which just points to the possibility of the link between one's thoughts and one's health. Basically, people with a positive outlook may be more likely to live a healthy lifestyle since they have a more hopeful view of their future. And on the other hand, if you're one who sees the glass as half empty, you may be naturally what we call pessimistic, meaning that you tend to expect the worst. But no worries. It may help to see this positive thinking as a skill you can learn and benefit from, rather than a personality trait you either have or you don't. There's research on this too, and in one experiment, adults who meditated daily on positive thoughts started feeling more upbeat emotions each and every day. Other studies have shown that positive thinking helps people manage illness and eases depression regardless of whether they are naturally optimistic or pessimistic. So, Iona, you might ask, how do I shift my mindset? First, you've got to nix the negative noise. Before you put positive thinking into practice, you have to kind of clean house. Look for any negative thoughts that may be lurking around inside of you, in your mind. And we have to get rid of them. And some of these negative noise creatures are, one, having a bad filter. Do you overlook the good things about a situation and get wrapped up in the negatives when something happens? For example, you enjoyed a fun dinner out with your friends, but in the end, the restaurant gets your bill all wrong, and at the end of the night, you find yourself leaving annoyed and frustrated, forgetting all about the good time you just had. Another one is stop taking the blame. Do you tend to take on the blame for something bad or disappointing that happens? For example, you invite a friend to come out and maybe have lunch with you, and they decline. So you assume it's because they don't want to be with you. They don't want to spend time with you. There you go with that negative thinking. Another one is predicting disaster. In other words, you have one setback and then you expect the worst to follow. Another example is your car won't start in the morning. So you think the rest of your day is destined to be doomed. And then finally, there's this black and white thinking. And by this, I mean, do you see things as either good or bad with no middle ground? In this mindset, if things aren't perfect, they're automatically bad. It's either or. So in application, when you notice a negative thought, try to stop it and shift your focus to the positive. Think rationally about the situation. And if it helps you to let it go, then let it go. Give yourself and those around you some grace. You can still hold them accountable for their actions, but give them grace. Your negative thoughts won't go away overnight, and it's going to take practice. But you can train yourself to have a more positive outlook. And remember, you aren't overlooking the facts. What you're doing is you're intentionally practicing inclusion by including those that are good. So, what are some things we can do to practice positive thinking? I'm so glad you asked me. Once you have a handle on negative thinking, it's time to play up the positives. So try to smile more. There was a study that said that people who smiled or even fake smiled while doing a stressful task felt more positive after the words than those who wore a neutral expression. You'll benefit more if the smile is genuine, though. So look for humor and spend time with people or things that make you laugh. Reframe your situation when you find yourself in a negative space. When something bad happens that's out of your control, instead of immediately getting upset, try to appreciate and look for the good parts in the situation. Look for the good. I promise it's there. An example of this would be my mother's unexpected death at the tender age of 54. If one day she was here and the next day she was gone, and that great sense of loss was accompanied by anger, as one of my siblings just could not grasp why my mother's life was cut short so drastically. But the good that came out of this was a conversion, and my sister was able to turn her life over to Christ. So there is good in every situation. You just have to look for it. And instead of stressing about a traffic jam you get caught up in, count your blessings and just recall how convenient and blessed it is to have a car to drive. And use the time that you're stuck behind the wheel to listen to some good music or an audio book or a program that you enjoy. Make the best of the opportunity. Another tool, keep a gratitude journal. Now, this may sound cheesy, but when you sit down each day or week to write things down you're thankful for, you're forced to pay attention to the good in your life. A study found that people who kept gratitude journals felt more thankful, more positive, and more optimistic about their future, and they also slept better. Another tool is to picture your best possible future. For me, I created a vision board, I guess maybe 10, 20 years ago, and put pictures on it of things that I would like to see manifest in my future, as far as my career, relationships, health, my hobbies, things like that. And I wrote them down and I put them on my board. Because when you imagine your life going well, research suggests you'll be happier in the present. And focus on your strengths. Each day for a week, I'd like you to think about one of your personal strengths. And it's something simple like just kindness, or your organizational skills, or I'm a very disciplined individual, or I'm a very creative individual. And I want you to write down how you plan to use that strength in new ways for that day, and then act on it. People who did so boosted their happiness and lowered their chances of depression. And 6 months later, it was found that the benefits were still going strong. So focus on your strengths and put them to work. With practice, you can add more positive thoughts to your life and enjoy the benefits that come with optimism. I realize that we're already into the new year by a couple of weeks, but I have an exercise I'd like to share with you. And for this exercise, the good news is that you can start this week and still reap the benefits. I found this exercise in an article that I was reading by Jillian Foster, and I decided to try it myself, so I've begun to practice. So each week, what I want you to do is, starting in January, each week, I want you to write down a good thing that happened to you. Now, to do this, you're going to need to go maybe to the dollar store, or you may have a big empty jar or container around your house. Grab that, or go to the dollar store and get one. And then each week, write a little note writing down the good thing that happened to you and put it in that jar. My first entry was that at 12:01 a.m. of 2023, I was still here in every sense of my being, and I'm grateful because the last 2 years of my life, I've been struggling with repeated health issues. So, with this exercise, I want you to repeat this every week until the end of this year. And then on New Year's Eve, I want you to take this jar out, empty it, and begin reading about the amazing year you just had. I urge you to join me and watch your mind shift. This practice will not only cause a mind shift, but also increase your faith. You will walk in purpose just a little taller. Walk in purpose with your head held higher. And in closing, remember, most of your stress comes from the way you respond and not the way life is. So let's shift our mindsets. Change how we see things. Is your glass half empty or is it half full? Look for the good in all situations. And take the lesson and find new opportunities to grow. Let go of all unnecessary stress. Let go of all unnecessary worrying and overthinking. Let it go. And most of all, remember, God gave each of us the gift of life, but it's up to us to give ourselves the gift of living well. Until next time, practice mind shifting.
Sitting here looking at all these bills, but ain't got no money. Some of my closest friends are acting real funny now. I've been praying without ceasing, been giving God my best. Lately it's been nothing but a whole lot of bad news. But just when I was about to give up, throw in the towel, that's when the spirit man rose up inside of me and said, all is well.
Oh yes,
all is well. Just give it to Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, all is well.
I don't know how he's gonna do it, but all I know,
he's gonna see me through it. I'm gonna
give it. Jesus,
oh yes, yes I am, and say
all is well.
Ooh wee, can I go a little deeper now and come on up your street? So you sing, but you wanna be mad. Or you're married and something happened along the way. Lost your home, can't find no job. You've lost your mind, feel our hope is gone. I just stopped by for a few minutes just to encourage you, to let you know that God is not forgotten about you. So lift your hands and say,
all is well.
All is well, all is well.
All is well. Give it to Jesus.
Jesus. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Thank you, God.
All is well.
I don't know how
Hallelujah. Put a smile on your face. Just know that no weapon formed against you is gonna prosper. Lift your hands and say, all is well.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible, and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done, that teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun, that doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind, a scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her, an astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Hello and welcome to Dab with Coach K. I am your host, Dr. TCK. That is your transformational Coach K. And I am so honored that you have tuned in with me today. I am so grateful to share this platform with you and hope that something is shared that will encourage you along your journey. Today's topic is hidden figures. Today in this society, people are so fascinated with fame, get rich quick schemes, becoming famous without doing the work, and wanting things immediately within this microwave society. But what happens to grooming yourself to study, to show thyself approved in order to achieve your desired outcome? What happened to networking and building relationships in order to build rapport with others? What happened to building your character, your integrity, your worth ethic, and growth? so that people can see who you truly are, get acquainted with your work, and see your true gifts and talents manifested in order to, for you to become and do what God has already predestined for you. You see, watching the movie Hidden Figures, those ladies worked in the background for a major company. And they were good at what they did. They worked hard and realized their God-given gifts and talents, knowing that something better would come. Even in a work environment where they were overlooked because of their color, not their skills, and were in a building that was designated for coloreds, these young ladies saw a bigger picture and knew that one day things would change. And sure enough, they did. Katherine Johnson was called to be a computer in a room filled with white men because they needed to get accurate calculations quickly as NASA was trying to launch a man in space. In a room where they didn't want her drinking out of the same coffee pot or using the bathrooms in the building, she faced all odds. Yet she rose to the occasion and got the job done that helped shape as well as make history. Dorothy Vaughan was overlooked many times as she led the women of color in their unit. Although she did not have the title or money of a supervisor, she kept working and preparing her team so they would be ready for that special day. Being a mechanical genius, she secretly learned a new IBM system, getting it to perform even when her white counterparts couldn't. Doing so catapulted her team to the forefront, so when they needed manpower, her team was ready for the job. Both of these ladies have in common were that they were intrinsically motivated, driven to do their best regardless of their environment, and willingness to put in the work. Sometimes you have to take your time to build your skills, develop your character and work ethic so that your work and reputation can speak for itself. It's not a bad thing by being in a background. It's not always a bad thing to be hidden figures. Sometimes you have to be like Mary Jackson in Hidden Figures, where she paved her own way and had faith in God and her abilities that she would get into the engineering program and make a difference. Some of our best inventors and creators were not seen, but due to their work, they have been seen across the world and made history. We have to be patient at times, yet proactive to allow the process to work for you. There's something in the wait. God can be pruning, grooming, and protecting you while preparing the opportunity that He's predestined for you. You can't be so quick to move because your timing may not be the best, which can create a headache for you. Money, recognition, and fame are not everything. And in reality, it may be more than you can handle. So you want to make sure that you stay strong, take your time, and let God work as He prepares you as His hidden figure. Remember, there is something in the wait. You may not understand it while you're waiting. You may not like it while you're waiting, but God is doing something wonderful during that wait. As I stated before, He's grooming you. He's maturing you. He's crafting your skills even more. He's improving you in certain areas, making you stronger where you're weak. He's developing that character. And you have to remember that the wait may not feel good. It may not even look good. You may not be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But there's something in that way. And if you're willing to just hold on, if you're willing to just trust the process, if you're willing to trust God and His plan for you, it'll make all the difference. You'll be ready when it's your time. You won't come out undone. You won't come out too soon. You'll come out just right and ready to grab a hold of your season and take advantage of the time that God has prepared for you. Are you willing to wait? Are you willing to let God's work prepare you as a hidden figure in whatever your season is? Are you willing to wait on God's time? Are you willing to let God do what he has to do in you? I know I am. And it's hard and it's difficult at times. But I urge you, I encourage you to trust the process. Trust God. Put your faith in him. And as he develops you and grooms you and equips you for what he's predestined you for. Thank you so much for joining me today. And know that God is preparing the way for you. He's opening doors for you. He's creating opportunities for you. So until next time, I am your host, Coach K. Be encouraged and feel free to follow my podcast, Dab with Coach K, or follow me on social media, Transformational Coach K for Facebook and Instagram. Have a wonderful day and be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.